All right, Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. It's always neat to get to know a lot of different youth in the Mercer County School District, and I want to recognize the great Mercer County Pep Band, and their drummer is Trent Megadance. And first up, just tell us about your involvement in the Pep Band and the work you do there.
I've been a drummer with the Pep Band since last year. I didn't really play at many games because we had other drummers, but I finally got into the games this year. So I try to drum at every game I can, and
You do a great job, and tell us what your greatest enjoyment is in participating in the Mercer County Pep Band.
My favorite part of participating is probably just being able to come out and see all the people, and being able to enjoy the music that we play. And they say that we may be one of the best school bands in our area. So it's just nice to know that we do well.
And so you replace two as the drummer. Do you have, like, big shoes, or I guess I should say big cymbals to fill?
I guess I didn't really replace anyone because we have a bunch of drummers. But last year, probably our best drummer was Josh McDermott, who stepped down because he obviously graduated. So we're all just kind of trying to fill his shoes, which he was a great drummer. So.
Well, I'm a child of the 1980s, so when you play the Clash and Rock the Casbah, I'm feeling it, man. So what are some of your favorite numbers? Anything in particular that you really like playing?
I like to play a song that we play called Vehicle, which I don't exactly remember who wrote it right now, but I also like Rock the Casbah and Separate Ways when we play it. We normally play it every night. And one of our other drummers, Aubrey, plays a song called Wipeout, which he has a great solo in, and everyone loves it. So,
all right. Well, you guys do a great job with that. You have any band outside of school? Come on, you're a drummer. You need to be rock and roll.
No, I'm not in any other bands necessarily, other than our school band and sometimes community band. But I may be interested in getting in some other bands at some point.
And then just the sheer numbers and the enjoyment that kids have playing in this Pep Band. I mean, I think there's two groups basically. Why is that, you think? What are the key ingredients that makes this thing so impressive?
I think it's our ability to all just work together and be able to practice on a daily basis. We have two bands. We have a gold and blue band, which gold is for girls and blue is for boys. And so we have two gold drummers, two blue drummers, and it's just, I think the biggest thing is just all of us being able to work together and make good music all together.
All right. And my playing days athletically are long over, but this is the biggest compliment I want to give to the Mercer County Pep Band, all right? So when you guys play Horse, the first song you play when the team comes out, I want to run on the court and play. Seriously, I mean, that's the compliment I want to give you guys. So what you hear a 51-year-old ball guy say, hey, I want to run on the floor when you play Horse, what does that make you feel like? And tell the kids in the band that I said that too.
I think it's great because the Horse is one of our most well-known songs. We play it at every game. It's the run-out song for the team, and it's a great song to play. It's so much fun, and it makes me glad that other people enjoy it other than just the band.
Well, and I hear a lot of the times I sit on the visiting side when I'm not broadcasting a game, and people are so impressed with the product that is presented. That's a huge compliment. I mean, when the visiting team's in town saying, man, that's pretty cool that they have a band like that.
Yeah, it's great. I've been to a lot of away games, obviously, so it's great to hear our band versus all of the other bands, which they're good, but I still feel like we're a little better, and we can always get better if we need to.
Tell us about your other interest. I mainly wanted to talk to you about your other interest because I see you running around all over the place with a camera at a lot of these sporting events. So what about that?
Yeah, I'm also a freelance photographer. I surprisingly don't work for the yearbook because I'm not in the class because I don't want to go through all of the computer classes, but I am a freelance anyway. I take probably around 500 to 600 photos at each game, which is JV, and then 500 to 600 at varsity. And I'm at pretty much every game I can make it to.
and your love of photography came about how?
It was just something that kind of stemmed down from the family. All of my sisters have gone through a phase where they love photography because my grandma had an old camera, and I guess I just never grew out of the phase.
Well, I wanted to recognize you, and again, great effort with the photography, great effort with the band. And I always tell kids in the band, bring in the funk and bring in the noise. And again, have a good rest of your sophomore year. And I know we're winding down with the pep band, but I wanted to say great job as always.
Well, thank you. I'm sure the rest of our band will be glad to hear that.
Hi. Trent and Megadance with us on WRMJ.